Be a part of the best pro wrestling podcast today by supporting the Going In Raw Patreon. You can enjoy access to the live taping of the show, exclusive merchandise, and patron-only episodes, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today. Click the link in the description. Hey, Friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome to Count Out the Friendo Awards episode. Woo! Yay! Friendo Awards, Larson, you excited?
Yeah. So are we actually going to tweet at the winners?
Yeah.
Saying, congratulations, you won.
Yeah, yeah. We did that last year, I think. I think Joey Ryan retweeted us or thanked us or some shit.
Yeah.
I never got them their certificates. I didn't even make certificates this year. Should I make certificates this year?
No, I think a tweet's sufficient.
A tweet is good enough?
Yeah.
So for you guys out there who don't know, Friendo Awards, we started this last year. It was a more broad general thing because we didn't really do specific wrestling stuff.
Yeah.
This is the year that we turned things around for us, for our channel. We became a specific wrestling channel.
Correct.
And
so we're doing specific wrestling awards.
All of our awards this year. So today I saw the WWE release their top 10 matches for the year. We did top matches.
We did do top matches.
We let you guys vote on it over
we,
there.
Well, we let them vote on 8 of these 10 categories.
On the wrestling 8 of the 10?
Yeah. There's two. Well, sorry, 9 of the 10.
My apologies. 9 of the 10. Yeah.
9 out of the 10.
9 of the 10.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Via the Wrestling Amino app.
That's right. At the end of this episode, the number one category will be the Going In Raw Hall of Fame.
Class of 2016.
That's right. And these are wrestlers who haven't made it to the WWE Hall of Fame, but they're going to be in our Hall of Fame.
That's right.
We have a list of finalists.
Are we going to have a physical Hall of Fame? If so, where should we put it?
There.
Okay.
What is it? It's not finalists are people who are in, right? Like the NBA Hall of Fame, they have like a number of what, and then they get in. Who are the people
who
get in?
They have like a larger list.
Mm-hmm.
I think. Well, this is how the Pro Football Hall of Fame does it. They have a larger list of contenders.
Contenders.
They have a first round of voting.
Yes.
And there's finalists.
Okay.
And from that finalist list, they vote in five.
Actual inductees.
Yes.
Okay.
So we have a list of finalists.
Yes.
And today we are going to induct some of them.
Some of them. And so how it works is because you guys don't vote on it. We vote on it.
Yeah.
It's our Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
So I voted. You voted. So at the end of the episode for the first category, for number one, we're going to show our votes to each other.
Yeah.
And see who gets in.
See, yeah.
if you voted somebody and I voted somebody, then that person gets in.
They're in. They're
but in. If I voted somebody, you didn't vote that person.
Yes.
They only got one vote.
Yes. So either we'll just say, okay, they're not in. Or we'll debate. See if we can convince the other person that that person deserves a spot in the Going In Raw Hall of Fame class of 2016.
So we're going to kick this off with the official Going In Raw Wrestler. Oh, sorry. Number 10.
10.
This is the category for the official Going In Raw Wrestler of 2017.
Yes, this is a question we pose to the friendos out there. Predict who the official Going In Raw Wrestler of 2017 will be for
now,
the year 2017.
Who was the official Going In Raw Wrestler of 2016? It's Baron Corbin, right?
Yeah, I guess it kind of has
to be. Baron Corbin. Baron Corbin and Apollo Crews were kind of the two guys that we were singling out to be Going In Raw Wrestlers. Baron Corbin recently was in a match for the world title. Apollo Crews, not so much. He had a match against Miz, lost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess Baron Corbin.
And we love this open as a write-in vote.
Yeah.
On the Wrestling Amino app. And the winner for the official Going In Raw Wrestler of 2017 is Noam Dar. Noam Dar. That's right, Noam Dar.
We'll see if that actually comes to pass at the end of 2017. There might be another wrestler or wrestlers
who captures our imagination.
Yes.
In the most random way possible.
Yes.
Because it's always random. It's never like, oh, this guy's the best wrestler. No. I like Noam Dar for odd reasons. For the way he said, Alicia Fox. It's random.
Yeah, it was funny. Yeah. It was entertaining.
It was funny. It was entertaining. Made me laugh. Wrestler of the year.
Yeah.
It's 2017.
Yeah, as voted by you, the friendos.
Number 9.
9.
Best gimmick match.
The nominees were The Final Deletion.
John Cena versus AJ.
No. AJ Styles versus Dean Ambrose.
TLC.
At Table, Ladders, and Chairs.
Sasha versus Charlotte at Hell in a Cell. Ladder War 6, which I believe was the Young Bucks, Kazarian and Daniels,
and the Motor City Machine Guns. And then Kenny Omega versus Michael Elgin in a ladder match.
Some sort of ladder match. The winner by far, The winner. Final deletion.
Apparently all the other nominees were obsolete.
They have been deleted. I was not really surprised here. I thought Sasha and Sasha, here was a breakdown. Final deletion got over 1,000 votes. Styles, Ambrose, TLC got only 151. Sasha, Charlotte, this surprised me, although I guess people were really upset with that finish. The Sasha, Charlotte, Hell in a Cell match only pulled in 124 votes.
Final deletion really captivated the imaginations of wrestling fans like probably nothing else this year.
Yeah, I agree.
And, of course, it spawned Deleter Decay, total nonstop deletion, an entire episode of Impact Wrestling shot at the Hardy Compound,
which
culminated in Tag Team Apocalypto.
Yeah.
So
that one determined the best tag team in all of space and time.
Correct.
Ended up being the Hardys.
Yeah, which we kind of thought that'd be the case.
Figured that'd be the case.
It was at their compound. And if they had lost, like, the entire compound, it would have been swallowed up by the earth or something.
Correct.
There's a volcano that sprouted up in Cameron, North Carolina.
I wonder if Ladder Wars 6 was like a WWE production, if it would have been higher up this list. Because it was a pretty spectacular, crazy match. Kenny Omega versus Michael Elgin, of course, you know, again, sort of, it doesn't get, because it's not a WWE match. A lot of this is because WWE, it's WWE. People know
they dominate the scene here in the States.
They do. So.
They really do. But apparently, Final Deletion.
That's right. Final Deletion, not a WWE
dominated
match.
WWE
right.
production. So
it did.
Congratulations, Broken Matt Hardy.
Yep.
You were the creative mind behind the Final Deletion. Mm-hmm. So you'll get a tweet.
Yep.
Congratulations for winning.
Yep.
Best gimmick match of the year, 2016.
Going in Raw.
Going in
Friendo
Raw.
Friendo Award.
Yeah.
Number eight.
Eight.
Match of the year. This is for match of the year.
Yeah, and the nominees, The Revival versus DIY at NXT TakeOver Toronto.
Currently sitting at number one on WWE's top matches
Correct.
Of the year.
Shinsuke Nakamura versus AJ Styles at Wrestle Kingdom 10.
Yep.
AJ Styles versus John Cena at SummerSlam 2016.
Yes.
Kenny Omega versus Tetsuya Naito at G1 Climax semifinals, right?
Yeah.
And then Kota Ibushi versus Cedric Alexander at the Cruiserweight Classic second round.
Correct.
Winner.
The winner by a thin margin.
Yes.
And it makes me wonder if this would have flipped more had I let an extra day of voting go through. The winner, The Revival versus DIY TakeOver Toronto. So, I'm sorry, hashtag DIY.
So the Friendoverse agrees with WWE.com and that this was the best match of the year.
Yeah. That shocked me that WWE would put this as their number one match.
And they had Cena Styles at 9 or something like
nine,
that.
9. They had Styles,
they had a no mercy
Cena
match higher, right?
Yeah. They had the triple threat higher than that. They had they had Nakamura versus Sami Zayn up there, which we didn't even include in our thing. But that's
that was practically number 11 in our
That was up there. That was definitely up there. Yeah. This was very, again, Nakamura versus Styles, that was a Wrestle Kingdom match.
Yeah.
And that was, that at times, that was number one. It was like virtually.
There's a lot of back and forth.
There's
right?
a lot of back and forth.
Yeah.
Revival versus DIY ended up with 493 votes. Nakamura Styles at Wrestle Kingdom had 466.
Very close.
So very less than a 30-point difference there. Styles versus Cena came in third with 372. Then Omega versus Naito, 80. Ibushi versus Alexander, 77. Surprising that Ibushi and Alexander was so got so few votes.
That was a
votes.
Fantastic match.
That was a really fantastic match.
So congratulations to Dash Wilder and Scott Dawson.
Yep.
Johnny Gargano. Tommaso Ciampa.
Yeah.
Congratulations for putting on
the
best match of the year.
Best match going in Raw.
Friendo Awards 2016.
16, correct.
Correct.
Number seven.
Seven.
The feud of the year. This is, of course, the feud is when two people don't like each other.
And then they wrestle about it.
They wrestle over it.
Nominees, Sasha Banks and Charlotte
Flair.
The Miz and Dolph Ziggler.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn.
Mm-hmm.
Shinsuke Nakamura and Samoa Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Broken Matt Hardy.
Yeah.
And Brother Nero.
Yeah.
Your winner.
And your winner of the Feud of the Year Friendo Awards.
Going in Raw 2016.
Sasha Banks versus Charlotte Flair. Not even close.
No. And I think we are in complete agreement with this outcome.
Oh, for sure. A dominant chunk of the vote. 805 votes. Miz versus Ziggler was a distant second at 229. Coming in close to that was Owens versus Zayn at 189. Nakamura, that surprised me. Nakamura versus Samoa Joe came in fourth with 173.
I wonder if the last two matches had
probably.
Any
there was no big, massive blowout. between blow these off. Two. Blow off. And then Matt versus Jeff Hardy. I wonder if because we didn't give this tag the final deletion as a feud name.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Matt but versus I, Jeff I would Hardy. Assume people would know the participants in
you would think?
The final deletion.
You would think.
It's Broken Matt Hardy.
Sasha versus Charlotte. That was an amazing
Fantastic
feud.
Fantastic feud. And a lot of people, you know, on our YouTube video comments and Twitter would say, you know, why are they dragging this feud on for so long?
Because it Twists was for the and turns.
It was for the better part of 8 months.
Yeah.
Pretty much since WrestleMania, on and off.
Yeah.
But every time they would have a match, they'd find a way to kick up the intensity of the feud bit by bit.
Yes. And there was it wasn't without its hurdles. There there were, you know, sloppy bits here and there. There was the end of the Hell in a Cell match, which everybody agrees, kind of a janky finish.
Yeah.
But by and large, like you said, they kept on kicking up the intensity. You had some matches that really tuned people into Raw.
Yeah. Well, there was the episode on November 28th, right? When they had the No Holds Barred Falls Count Anywhere match.
Yeah.
Where the third hour, the main event, saw an uptick in ratings over the previous weeks.
That's right.
Largely because of the women's main event.
That's right. This was definitely proof positive that the whole women's revolution in the WWE was a good thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good move on their part.
Very much so.
Number six.
Six.
Breakout Wrestler of the Year.
Nominees.
For Going in Raw.
Friendo Awards 2016. Nominees. The Perfect 10. Ty Dillinger.
10.
Will Ospreay.
Mm-hmm.
Rich Swann.
Mm-hmm.
Cedric Alexander.
Yes.
And Marty Scurll.
The villain.
Yes.
Marty Scurll. And your winner for Breakout Wrestler Friendo Awards 2016.
Going in Raw.
Ty Dillinger. You're very excited about this.
I'm a Ty fan.
This is a relatively, the top three, relatively
Pretty close. Yeah.
Ty came in number one with 491. After him, Will Ospreay with 356. And Rich Swann with 354. Surprisingly, Cedric Alexander had less than 200 votes.
Yeah.
And then Marty Scurll, nobody knows who he is. So.
This is good for Ty.
He's been
in the industry for a very long time.
You know, they say that he can't win the big match. But he won this.
Yeah.
And this is the biggest match of them all. Yeah. Breakout Wrestler Going in Raw Friendo Award
2016. Congratulations, Ty Dillinger. You're getting a tweet.
We're going to tweet at him. This is award.
And I'm very excited to see what 2017 has in store for the Perfect 10.
Including
an NXT title reign. It's going to happen.
Will it be a disappointing 2017 for Ty Dillinger if he does not win that title?
Well, are you asking me or him?
Him, you.
I'll be disappointed for him.
I'll ask him.
Okay.
All right.
Tweet at him.
I'll tweet at him.
When we congratulate him for winning Breakout Wrestler.
Congratulations.
Friendo Awards Going in Raw 2016.
Congratulations. The pressure's on. Time to do it, Ty.
Yeah, time to win that NXT title. It's going to happen.
See, we're sort of ripping through these because I have a feeling that our Hall of Fame vote.
It's going to take some debating.
It's going
to
take some
to
time.
To settle on this class. I know, but I want to make sure we talk about each category
this
sufficiently.
This next one is rife with controversy, dude.
I know.
Number five.
Five.
Best non-WWE promotion.
Friendo Awards Going in Raw 2016. Nominees are New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Yeah. WCPW.
Lucha Underground.
Yeah.
Ring of Honor.
Yes.
TNA Impact Wrestling.
Yes.
Pro Wrestling Guerrilla.
Yeah.
And Evolve.
Yeah. And your winner
is New Japan Pro Wrestling.
But here's the problem. I forgot to put our friends over there at WCPW on the ballot for about an hour. Or so. And so New Japan was already up by like 138 at that point.
And the gap has closed quite a bit.
The gap was really close. It was 530 New Japan, WCPW 466. So
64 votes.
There's a part of me that wants to make the, like, how do you think we should handle this? That's controversy right there, man.
It is controversial.
It is very controversial.
I mean, there's no way of telling how many of those initial 130 votes that New Japan
got was at least a
could
couple,
have been allocated to WCPW. We don't know.
A couple in the comments after the voting was closed said, hey, the voting's closed and I want to change mine to WCPW. So I don't know if we should just give it to WCPW.
No, we shouldn't just give it to WCPW.
Chances are we'll get a retweet because we know those guys.
Yeah, I know. We can do something like this.
So New Japan was up 100. They had 107 votes. Lucha Underground had 40. That was second place.
Yeah.
So I don't know. What do you suggest we do?
We should definitely award New Japan an award.
Definitely?
Yes, because based on the election we had, they won.
Okay.
So we shouldn't disqualify them.
Okay.
Because one entity was left off the ballot.
They won the popular vote.
We should also honor WCPW because they've done a lot in what, 6-8 months?
Yeah.
Time.
It's good stuff.
To garner such a fan base and to contend with New Japan.
Mm-hmm.
So let's have a special award for WCPW.
Oh, okay.
Like
a lifetime achievement award.
Might be a little early for that.
For having done so much in their short lifetime.
Something like you know, at Cannes Film Festival.
Oh.
They have the Palme d'Or.
Okay.
But they also have an audience award.
Oh, yeah.
So something comparable we can give to WCPW.
All right. WCPW wins the Going In Raw Friendo Award of Audience Friendos.
We'll find a name for it.
This is the Friendo Awards. We should have figured this out beforehand.
Well, I mean, we didn't talk
about it. What are we going to call it? Why do you always look behind?
Because there's inspiration back here. How about the Friendo for Life Award? I don't know. It says for life on there.
How about the Too Sweet Award?
There you go.
For being too sweet.
There you go. There you go. That's
your winner of the Too Sweet Award for being too sweet. Can I get a Too Sweet for WCPW? Really? Like, we've talked with them before. They're good guys.
I know they're good guys.
Pleasant fellas. They put on good products.
Why would I too sweet you because they're good guys?
Because it's just a sign of solidarity. It's like not too sweeting them.
No.
Yeah.
Not at all.
In the words of Martin Kirby, the current general manager of WCPW.
I know where this is going.
You're a proper dickhead. Next, number four.
Four.
Number four.
Tag Team of the Year nominee. Tag Team of the Year Going In Raw Friend Awards 2016. Nominees are The New Day.
The Revival.
The Young Bucks.
DIY.
The Broken
Hashtag DIY.
Yes. The Broken Hearties.
Yes.
Your winner.
Your winner.
A very close vote.
Woo, this is close. The New Day.
The New Day.
The current record holders for the longest WWE World Tag Team Champions.
Yeah.
The New Day.
They had a very good year.
The Revival, man. The Revival were number one. It was sort of a back and forth. But then the New Day, with 418 votes, beat the Revival, who had 402 votes. The Young Bucks came in third with 273. So regardless of the fact that Sports Illustrated today or yesterday or something named the Young Bucks as the Tag Team of the Year.
Yeah.
According to our people, the friendos, the real
the
people. The New Day won Tag Team
of the
Year.
I can't really argue with that. They had a fantastic year.
They had a fantastic year. They really did.
Put on some great matches. Held those belts for almost the entire year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Good. Well-deserved honor. So absolutely. You're getting a tweet from us?
No, they get a tweet.
Xavier Woods.
A sweet, juicy tweet.
Kofi Kingston. Big E.
From at Real Going In Raw.
Congratulations. A well-deserved honor.
Number three.
Three.
Male Wrestler of Year.
Yeah.
Going In Raw, Steven Larson, 2016 Friendo Awards.
Nominees are The Phenomenal One.
AJ Styles.
Y2J, Chris Jericho.
Broken Matt Hardy.
Kenny Omega.
And Shinsuke Nakamura.
And your winner.
With not even close. AJ Styles. The Too Sweet. We interviewed him.
Mm-hmm.
And now, Friendo Award. I mean, what better year can you ask for?
I know.
With 1,020 votes, AJ Styles, who put on every good match this year.
Every good match?
Yeah.
He wasn't in the DIY Revival match.
Oh, I'm sure he was involved somehow.
Was he backstage helping him book it?
Too sweeting people, okay. Yeah. Second was Chris Jericho with 166.
I'm really surprised that Shinsuke finished in fifth.
Finished behind even Kenny Omega. That's crazy. Shinsuke Nakamura finished in fifth with 91 votes. Hell, I think I could have done better.
No. Well, first, you haven't wrestled.
Yeah.
You're not a wrestler.
W. Steve W.
But you're not a wrestler. And even there, you had one match. And you lost to me.
I did, but that was a hell of a match.
It was a great match.
Should have been a match of the year contender.
Could have been.
Yeah. Matt Hardy. I'm surprised none of these guys got more chunks of the vote, but AJ Styles is overwhelmingly, like I said, he was in every great match.
Every match he had was good, if not great.
Yeah.
He made his opponents better wrestlers by being in the ring with AJ Styles.
Every it doesn't matter who you're in there, who's in there with him, he can make a good wrestler.
And he seemed like a very nice guy.
Oh, he was the best guy in the world. Yeah, he was the sweetest guy. Pleasant. He was so great. And you got a too sweet from him. I saw it happen. Do you take my word as evidence?
No, because it was
into the record.
Peripheral vision.
If on you the saw record.
Anything, which nothing
it.
Happened.
I totally saw
because there's
it.
No evidence.
What else were you going to do?
Shake his hand.
You didn't shake his hand. I saw you shake his hand. I think we had that on camera, you shaking his hand. No, you gave him a fat, juicy, too sweet.
Mm-mm.
Number two.
Two.
Female wrestler going in Raw Friendo Awards 2016 of the year.
The nominees for the best women's wrestler of 2016 are Charlotte Flair.
Yeah.
Asuka. Sasha Banks.
Bayley.
And Sexy Star.
Yeah. And your winner for the award is Charlotte Flair. Your winner with 749 votes. She beat Asuka.
She more than doubled Asuka's vote tally.
She had 364 votes.
So it was a pretty dominating win from Charlotte Flair.
Interesting that somebody actually separated Charlotte and Sasha Banks. Sasha Banks still has that sort of injury stigma, even though she really wasn't injured that much. Everybody's always worried that she's going to get injured.
I think that's kind of the thing.
At any moment, you think that Sasha can go down to injury.
I mean, at SummerSlam,
she had that retirement fake out. That might have hurt. In terms of like, remember that she came out, so
yeah,
she's going to retire? I wonder if people like just took that too seriously.
I don't think so.
They're like,
because she had several matches afterwards. Yeah, like Sasha had that back injury.
Yeah.
That's, you know, following SummerSlam that, you know, we thought she'd have to take some significant time off for, but ended up she didn't.
Yeah.
Apart from that, I mean, she got kneed in the head by a ref. That's not her fault.
Yeah.
That concussion wasn't her fault.
True.
So, I mean, as far as I know, at least on the main roster, that's the only major injury she's dealt with is a back injury, and that even didn't keep her out that long.
Right.
So, but Charlotte won every pay-per-view match she was in this year.
Correct.
Held the women's title four times.
14 times. Yeah.
Four times.
Setting a new record.
And before that was the Divas champ, beating Nikki Bella for that title.
That's correct.
So it's been a pretty impressive year for Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be interesting to see, how her 2017 pans out.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks like she's going to be feuding with Bayley.
She is the foundation of the women's division in all of the WWE. She's probably gonna be dropping that title to Bayley at WrestleMania, but you never know. You never know. They might want to extend that streak and then have Bayley win the next night on Raw.
Could be.
You never know.
That'd be crazy.
That would be crazy. Wouldn't surprise me, though.
It'd be actually pretty impressive if they said, okay, Charlotte, you're not going to lose on pay-per-view for like 3 years.
I know. And that wouldn't surprise me because that's not that big. You could just have her drop it on Raw.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, it's like, Charlotte, what is your deal with Raw?
Yeah, just don't wrestle on Raw. Don't wrestle on Raw and you have the belt forever.
Only pay-per-views, exactly, forever. And then Sexy Star had a good year over there in Lucha Underground.
Won the Lucha Underground title and the Gift of the Gods title.
That's right. Feuding with Johnny Mundo.
Yep. Bayley had a good year, debuted on the main roster the night after SummerSlam, had two really good matches against Asuka.
And she, that's the thing. She kicked off the year by having, like you said, really, really cool feud with Asuka.
Mm-hmm. Sasha Banks, of course, fantastic year.
Yes.
Holding the women's title three times, I believe.
Yeah.
And Asuka didn't lose, period.
Right.
During the course of the year.
Yeah.
She didn't lose. She hasn't lost since she debuted.
Nope. It's amazing.
Pretty impressive.
I can't wait till she comes to Maine, man. She's going to wreck it. She's going to wreck everybody. I love it.
All right.
All right, Larson. Time for number one.
Number one. So this is the very first class of the I almost said GIR, which is our abbreviation for Going In Raw.
Grr.
Going In Raw Hall of Fame class of 2016.
It's only the most prestigious title in all of wrestling.
Yes.
The R Hall of Fame. Exactly. Maybe I'll do like a little mantle thing, like a little shelf thing, and I'll put like the figure of whoever goes
on
there.
That's a good
idea. I like that a lot.
Maybe we should like get the action figure.
Yeah.
But like dip it in gold.
Like bronze it?
Or
gold
bronze,
it?
Yeah.
Gold it? Bronze it? Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah.
Put it as a spray paint it.
Or that. Yeah, paint. Or actually put real gold on it.
I think that's good. Put real gold on it.
Mm-hmm.
It probably costs some money.
Well, yeah, but so does spray paint.
I think they're equal. All right, so the finalists.
Yes.
For the Going In Raw Hall of Fame.
Let's say this again because it's been at least a good 25-30 minutes since we mentioned this previously.
Okay.
The criteria for induction into the Going In Raw Hall of Fame class of 2016.
Okay.
Number one criteria, you had to have a good career. Number two, you cannot be in the WWE Hall of Fame.
That's kind of number one.
And I think that's pretty much it.
Okay, so let me ask you this.
What?
This is important.
Hmm.
What if we select somebody this year, right now, and then come Hall of Fame season.
No, I know.
What if they get inducted?
We were first.
Okay. All right. Just making sure. Okay. And that could be like, you know, ooh, we got into the Going in Raw Hall of Fame. Maybe that low-level WWE writer is saying, they're in the Going in Raw Hall of Fame. We need to get them in WWE Hall of Fame.
Yes. We can't be outdone by some podunk podcast.
Exactly. So you're saying, yeah.
Finalists. So, this is name the finalists.
They didn't have a good career on our from our point of view.
Yes. The finalists for the Going in Raw Hall of Fame class of 2016 are Vader.
Vader, that's right.
Lex Luger.
Yes.
The total package.
Right. He's all over this place.
Yeah. China.
Yep. R.I.P.
Yes. Sid.
Yep.
Again. In all his various incarnations. Psycho Sid.
R.I.P. Sid.
Sid Vicious. Sid Justice.
Yep.
The franchise, Shane Douglas, a personal favorite of Steve's.
I love the franchise. I'm like the only person in the wrestling industry that likes Shane Douglas.
Diamond Dallas Page.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's not, oddly, he's on the WWE Hall of Fame. Do we know that for a fact?
No, he's not.
DDP's not there.
No. And
the Godfather's there, but DDP is.
CM Punk.
And CM Punk. That's right. He had a good career.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
And he's not in the WWE Hall of Fame.
Probably won't be for a while.
Probably won't be. He had a great wrestling career.
Yes. So let's go name by name and see who gets in on the first ballot.
First ballot Hall of Famers.
First, Vader. Yes or no,
Wait,
Steve?
Wait, what's the second ballot?
That's when we debate.
Oh, that's when we debate.
First
okay.
ballot.
Vader.
Vader, what do you say?
Yes.
Yes. Congratulations, Vader.
Vader is now in the Going in Raw Hall of Fame 2016.
Class 2016.
Congratulations, Vader.
Next, Lex Luger.
Yes.
No.
No.
He's already all over this wall.
He's all over the wall. Lex Luger, he has a BA of 3.47.
This is all based on wrestling
marketing.
Career.
Marketing.
No.
Yes.
Next, China.
No.
Yes.
No, of course not. If you Google her name, you get porn. That's disgusting. Are you kidding me? I don't want to be associated with pornography.
I'm basing this strictly on wrestling accomplishments. In that case, yes, China gets in.
Absolutely no.
Sid.
No. Of course not.
No. Shane Douglas.
No, of course not.
Not at all. Diamond Dallas Page.
Oh, I forgot to write his name down.
Yes, DDP gets in. DDP gets in. Multi-time world champion.
No, I would
accountability
have said no.
crib.
Yeah, okay, yeah, okay, yes. All right. Yes, all right. That's the one you flipped me on. Hold on. Let me do this.
Well, I didn't really flip you because you didn't write anything down.
Yes.
CM Punk.
Yes!
Yes, absolutely.
Do you know how many thumbnails we've used for CM Punk? And he gets us so many views.
I know.
It's
CM
amazing.
CM Punk is headlining this class, arguably.
CM Punk is the headliner of this class.
So we need to debate.
You have to convince me of China, and I have to convince you of Luger.
How do I have to convince you of China? You've been saying for months that she should get into the WWE Hall of Fame this next year. I'm saying, no, they're going to wait a couple years.
Man, I know, but, like, you know, so much porn and, like, drugs and
We're
shit.
We're basing this on wrestling accomplishments.
I know, but is it going in Raw? How is Luger? Okay, I'll do it. I'll give you China if you give me Luger.
Luger's not getting in.
How is Luger not getting in the Hall of Fame?
Look at his career.
Yeah, it was amazing.
No.
It was good. Talk to Dave Meltzer. He knows he had a great career. You give me China. You give me Lex Luger, I'll give you China. Or no to nobody. Vader, CM Punk, DDP. That's a three-man class. That's
How
a really good
China
class.
Not get in?
CM Punk.
She was an innovator.
Listen, CM Punk, DDP. Let me ask you this.
Mm.
Who had a better career, DDP or China? And take into account the accountability crib.
No, I understand that.
Versus China's
no, I know.
Pornography career.
I mean, if you put it that way,
you know
GDP.
What's funny is that like I'm the like least
yeah.
person. I love porno.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, I don't know why you would care about that.
I watch some of her pornos too. Gross. Was that a better career, DDP or China?
I told you, DDP.
DDP, okay,
but
DDP.
But that's not the question.
Who's had a better career, CM Punk or China?
That's not. These aren't the questions. This is who had the better career, Lex Luger or China? Or who?
I would argue that Lex Luger had a better career than China.
You're insane.
Are you kidding me?
You
Lex
insane.
Luger didn't have a better career than China?
No.
Lex Luger, multi-time WCW world champion.
China,
multi-time.
Innovator. Innovator.
That's not a tangible thing.
Yeah, it is.
It's not a tangible thing.
Watch the corporate rumble again and tell me that China does not belong.
I'm the one who tells you about the corporate rumble. You don't tell me about the corporate rumble.
I just told you about the corporate rumble.
I love the corporate rumble.
You do.
Look, I'm just saying we agree on three of these. A three-man class is perfect. Vader, CM Punk, and DDP. That's fine. China can get in next year. She'll get in next year.
She might
year.
Be inducted in the WWE Hall of Fame this year, and then she won't be
she'll
eligible.
She'll never be eligible
she'll
for the
never
going
be
in
the
Hall
going
in Raw.
I want to be able to say we put China in our Hall of Fame before the WWE did.
I want to say we put Luger in the Hall of Fame before.
We can wait.
How much Luger?
We can wait 4 years and still say that, Steve.
How many episodes of Count Out before it was Count Out, did we make money on talking shit about Lex Luger? A lot. If that doesn't scream going but in Raw already, Hall of Fame eligible.
He's already all over this wall.
Okay.
We can wait on Luger.
Well, we're going to have a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5-man Hall of Fame.
Too many people.
That's too many. 4 is too many.
No, it's not. 4 is a good number. 4 is a good number.
Why do you get your way and I don't get my way ever?
Because I'm persistent. Because I make sense.
I want Luger in the Hall of Fame.
No.
What if the WWE puts Luger in? That'll never be in our Hall of Fame. Nah. Come on.
He's still immortalized on the set.
Let Luger in.
Being immortalized on our set is kind of close to being in the Hall of Fame.
Stop touching his dick.
Sorry. I didn't realize I was touching there.
Come on, man. Put Luger in the Hall of Fame and not China.
No, China deserves it more.
None of them then.
China deserves it more.
No, not China. She doesn't get in. Vader, Punk, DDP, maybe next year, China.
Give me your good reason. Wrestling-wise, China does not deserve a spot in our Hall of Fame.
Because she did pornography.
That has nothing to do with her wrestling career.
And lots of drugs.
Nothing to do with her wrestling career.
She was a mess.
Again, you trying to tell me Lex Luger wasn't a mess at a certain point in his life?
Probably the vast majority of his career.
Come on. Oh, Based on wrestling accomplishments.
Man, is Bruiser Brody in the Hall of Fame?
I think so.
Really?
He's in
the WWE Hall of Fame?
Well,
Abdullah the Butcher is.
I thought Bruiser Brody was.
I'm crazy.
Let me check.
A 3-man Hall of Fame is perfect. CM Punk, DDP, and Vader. Who doesn't want those guys?
Maybe he's not. How can he not be in the WWE Hall of Fame?
I don't see why you're so convinced that he would be. Why?
I thought he was.
Oh, okay. It
wasn't a matter of
if Vader's not in, why would they put Bruiser Brody?
Because Abdul the Butcher's in.
Yeah, no, I'm still confused about that one. I'm still confused why they put Abdul the Butcher in.
How about this?
Okay.
Let's shelve this Luger-China conversation. Let's agree that Bruiser Brody should be the 4th person.
Okay, I'll agree on that.
Okay, compromise.
Compromise.
There we go.
Bruiser Brody, yes. So, the final Hall of Fame class going in Raw, Friendo Awards 2016 Hall of Fame. Going in Raw Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Vader.
Yes.
Bruiser Brody.
Yes.
CM Punk.
No. Diamond Dallas Page. Headliner.
Headliner.
Say last.
CM Punk.
CM Punk. Congratulations.
Congratulations, everybody. You know, if we tell CM Punk, if we tweet at CM Punk, you know he's going to block us.
Yeah, that's fine.
I think he's already... I think I muted him or blocked because Ulysses keeps on retweeting him.
Mm.
So I don't know if I blocked him or muted him. I'm tired of CM Punk. But he is the headliner.
Yeah.
The main guy in our Hall of Fame.
I follow CM Punk. I haven't muted him or anything.
So we're going to CM Punk.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, CM Punk. You're in our Hall of Fame.
We can cover that action figure in gold right now.
Do we have gold? Do you have spray?
We'll need to get gold, but we can do it.
So he's the headliner. He gets gold. Does Vader
Everybody gets gold.
Everybody gets gold?
Yeah.
No bronzes?
No, everybody gets gold.
Look at him. He ascends to the Hall of Fame class.
Congratulations to our Hall of Fame inductees, our winners for the Friendo Awards. And thank you to everybody in the Friendoverse who took the time to vote. We appreciate it.
Good luck to China, Lex Luger, Sid, Shane Douglas, and
China's getting in next year.
And, well, you know, remains to be seen. 1, 2, 3, 4, yeah. DDP, really? DDP's in?
Yeah, DDP's
in. He saved Scott Hall's life.
And Jake Roberts. And he helped Mick Foley lose a bunch of weight.
I love DDP.
Yeah, DDP's great.
All right. Congratulations, everybody, in our Hall of Fame.
And all the winners.
And thank you, all the friendos out there, for voting. And thank you to Wrestling Amino App for
us a platform.
Giving us a platform, thank you, for people to vote. Being our ballot.
Yeah.
Or what is it called?
Ballot box.
No.
Voting machine.
Our voting booth.
Yes.
Our voting booth. For being our voting booth. Anyway, that's it for Count Out. For now, until next time, we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.